Last Wednesday night, my wife talked about take back. If the thief be found, he shall pay what? Sevenfold. Satan has stolen enough. Somewhere, you ought to be like the little boy. Draw the line in the sand. I double dog dare you. Amen. Amen. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you. Hallelujah. I want to talk about becoming God inside-minded. Becoming God inside-minded. After I talk tonight, I believe you will be inspired to get rid of your old way of thinking in areas of your life and become God inside-minded. Isaiah 55, you know it, 55 verses 8 and 9. Glory to God. Isaiah 55, King Jimmy, King Jane. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your way, says the Lord. Who said that? The Lord. He said, he went on to say, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In the original, should I say, in the creation, man was created in God's class, right? Because he said, let us make man how? In our image, after our likeness. And then he said, let them have dominion over all the works of his hand. Everything that he created, he said, let man have dominion over it. What you mean, dominion, rule, take charge and rule. And somewhere along the way, Adam committed an act that man's position he had with God was lost. And man struggled from one generation to another. We noticed that man lived a number of years. Adam lived some 900 years. Over 900 years, and some of his descendants. And Methuselah lived longer than all of them, 969 years. But God still had a problem with man because his thinking wasn't in line with his thinking, his thoughts. God was thinking blessing man had cursed thoughts on his mind. And Abram, Cain rose up against Abram, and he took his brother's life. That was not God's thoughts. Amen? That was not God's way of thinking. And so, and we can see constant trouble from one generation to another. And God has said to the man, right? God has said to the man, be fruitful. Multiply and do what? Replenish the earth and have dominion over it. That means you rule, you take charge, and you rule what goes on in this earth. If I could say it like this, and I believe it will should register in your mind, on your heart. God said, become the God of this earth like I'm the God of heaven. In other words, I want you to rule earth like I rule heaven. That's what he said. Have dominion, rule, make it produce for you. I don't have no shortage in heaven. Everything in heaven is working fine. Amen. Everything is in order, and whenever I say it, it happens. So now you take charge, and I made this earth, and I'm putting you over it. But man's thoughts became corrupt because man started fighting against one another. Why did he turn on himself like that? Does it make sense? No, it doesn't, but it does when you realize what's the problem. This is why we're seeing all these things we're seeing today, because man don't realize he think another man is his problem. Amen. And so he lashes out in ways of violent and evil thoughts and action that brings on trouble and sorrow, pain and suffering, and all those things. But I want to tell you, I want to talk about God, our Father, what he's done through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want to talk about tonight. And so God said through Isaiah, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Hallelujah. Neither my ways are your ways, says the Lord. I'm not a cruel God. I'm not an evil God. I'm not a God that's hateful and mean and twisted and crooked. My thoughts, I don't think twisted, evil thoughts. And then he went on to say, neither my ways your ways, says the Lord. For at the heaven are what higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, says the Lord. Higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now listen to this statement, because we're going to move on. One time we was outside of Christ. This is why man thoughts were not God thoughts. Because one time we was outside of Christ, you that sit in the pew, in the chairs, in this audience, you that are viewing us by live streaming, are you born again? Hello? Are you born again? All right. At one time then, you was outside of Christ. Amen. And separated from him, but now we are born again. We are joined to him and has become one with him. We are the body of Christ. Think about it now. Who are we? The body of Christ. Y'all stay with me now. We are who? We are the body of Christ. So that makes us sons of God. That makes us who? Sons of God, children of God. You know, you notice that Galatians 3:29, I believe it says, in Christ Jesus there's neither male nor female. I believe maybe 28 verse. In Christ Jesus there's neither what? Male nor female. So we can say we're sons of God. Amen. And be right. Because see, there's not a, in Christ, there's neither, we are sons of God. Jesus is the elder brother. He is the head of the church, but he's the elder brother. So we all are his offspring. We are just like him, sons of God. God has sons. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that makes us sons of God with all the rights. And I want y'all to hear this now. With all the rights and privileges that Jesus, who is the head and the leader of his body, has. Everything that Jesus has, we have equal joint heir rights. Everything he has. We are joint heirs with him. He is the head. He is the one that redeemed us. He's the one that wears the crown. How many heads do you have on your body? Amen. So you put your hat on your foot, huh? No, you put it on your head.